team being a Fong Heng, and I encouraged everyone to make some new plans or maybe some goals for the new year. And I believe that you should have started in this first couple of days of the year. And maybe you've been successful in some of that, or maybe not, but and pray that the Lord will teach us to help us to continue going forward. 我们睇过彼得后书第三章一至九节。 Last week we looked at 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 9. 当中我们睇咗耶稣基督就要翻嚟。 And in these passages it's talking about the second coming of Jesus. 所以喺第四节呢就彼得提醒我们主要降临的应许在哪里呢？ And so in verse 4 it says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? 耶稣有应许要回来的。 You know, and there is a promise that Jesus is coming back. 但已经等了2000年, but we've already waited for 2,000 years. 所以在第八节,彼得又这样讲。 And so then again in verse 8, Peter continues saying, 亲爱的弟兄啊,有一件事, 你们不可忘记,就是主看一日如千年,一千年如一日。 But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. 所以我们上个星期看过呢，我们检讨过去一生的生命，但系我哋知道耶稣系要翻嚟，喺耶稣嘅时间观点同我哋嘅时间观点唔一样。 So last week we talked about evaluating our life over the last year, but we also mentioned that Jesus is coming back, and you know, God's time frame is different than our time frame. 神嘅安排同我哋嘅安排唔一样。 And the things that God prepares are different than what we prepare. So 今日呢，我哋喺呢个经文继续睇，就认识主要再来，好像夜间嘅贼一样。 And so as we continue studying in this chapter of 2 Peter, as we'll study about the second coming of Jesus Christ, and it says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. 那我们星期四晚就开始看启示录。 On Thursday night in our Bible study, we've been started a study on the book of Revelation. 如果你想更加认识耶稣回来，鼓励你回星期四晚查经班。 If you want to learn more about the second coming in the end times, I encourage you to come to the Thursday night Bible study. 我们两个时段，一个7:30，同埋一个9:00。 And we've now started two different time slots, 7:30 and 9 o'clock. 我们大除夕那晚在这里有分享过一些过去13年，即是关于13年，即是我相信是预言的完成的，即是关于以色列和末世的一些事。 And so, on New Year's Eve here, we shared some things that have taken place over the year 2013, the prophecy fulfilled, I believe, in relating to Israel in the second coming of Christ.
在大除夕那晚，在美国有个朋友呢，就是上到网听到他大除夕那晚就出去一个大除夕活动，翻到屋企发现到间屋系俾人爆格。
And I have a friend in the United States who on New Year's Eve went out to a New Year's Eve activity, and he came home that night and his house was robbed.
咁啊，佢喺網上話，即係賊人咧就係偷咗一啲嘅錢啊、珠寶啊，一啲搞亂曬成間屋。
And on the internet he said, you know, the thieves, they ransacked the house, they got some jewels and some cash.
但係跟住佢又講，為賊人禱告。
But then he said, pray for the thief.
跟着他又说,因为他所拿到是东西,不过是东西来的。
And then he said, all they got is stuff, it was only stuff.
我觉得他这个观点就是非常值得我们思考。
And I think his attitude is a very good attitude to have.
因为我们知道我们一切的物质只不过是东西来的。
Because all of the material possessions we have, it is nothing but stuff.
彼得后书在这里给我们一个很清晰，是我们面对新的一年，我们知道耶稣要回来，我们对我们的物质应该有什么心态。
And so here in 2 Peter, it gives us a great reminder as we go into the new year, as we look at our physical possessions, and you know that Jesus is coming back, it's all just stuff.
我们看第10节至13节,
so let's look at verse 10 to 13.
但主的日子要像贼来一样, 那日, 天必有大响声废去, 有形质的都要被烈火消化, 地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
这一切既然都要如此消化, 你们为人该当怎样圣洁,怎样敬虔。
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, with manner, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被烧尽，火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because with which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有宜居在其中。
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth in which have righteousness dwells.
冇招待，可唔可以叫入边厨房餐厅嗰啲人系唔好讲咁多嘢？因为呢度传到声音影响我，叫佢喺度安静崇拜，唔该。
Ask the ushers to ask the people in the kitchen area not to make noise because it's coming back here to the stage and it's bothering me, please.
一齐低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋感谢你。我哋今日咧就系四一年嘅开始。
我哋14年嘅开始，我哋多谢主，我哋知道耶稣你翻嚟嘅日子好近，但系我哋知道喺新嘅一年，我哋需要专心仰望主耶稣，我哋需要专心将主放喺我心里边，专主为大，所以主耶稣，我哋靠你今日俾我一个爱主嘅心，追求主嘅心。
系想渴望学想听主嘅教导嘅心，愿我哋喺度安静崇拜听主嘅教导，靠主向我哋讲话，我哋多谢主听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，Amen。
喺呢度我哋睇到圣经讲耶稣好似个夜更嘅贼要嚟， so here's telling us that Jesus is going to come as a thief in the night. 14年嘅开始，咁我哋有我哋新嘅计划、新嘅目标， and now as we start with our new plans and our new goals here for 2014，我哋要清楚衡量到彼得俾我哋呢个信息， we need to really weigh into value what Peter is saying here.
因为彼得话我哋听，一切嘅物质，一切嘅世界所知道嘅嘢，有一日会消失。Because
Peter is telling us that everything we see, all these material possessions, everything, this whole world, one day will burn up, will pass away.
咁啊，我哋系可能啱啱圣诞节收到好靓嘅礼物，或者我哋14年有一啲嘅计划，要系有一啲嘅新嘅乜嘢嘅，但系全部有一日会消失。
Maybe you've just got some wonderful Christmas presents. Maybe you've got some wonderful plans for what's going to happen in the new year. But one day, it's all going to burn.
So, 彼得呢,就是给我们一个清晰的,一个好好的衡量。
So, Peter is giving us a wonderful, clear way to weigh in the balance of what our life is.
有好多人讲环保，要环保世界，世界越来越系需要环保。因为people
talk about saving the environment and being environmentally friendly。咁我相信我哋要爱护世界，因为神创造世界，叫我哋去管住世界，管得好。And
I believe that we should take care of the earth because God created the earth and called us to be stewards of this planet.
但系环保组织嗰啲人咧有一个错误嘅观点。 But those who talk about the, saving the environment, they have something that's a little off.
他又觉得这个世界要继续, They have a feeling that the world is going to continue on for another 1,000, 2,000 years without change.
但是圣经告诉我们,有一天这个世界要终止,有一天神要审判这个世界。
But the Bible tells us one day this world is going to come to an end and God's going to judge this world.
耶稣要好像夜间的贼来到,是我们估不到的时候耶稣要出现。
And Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night at a time that we don't expect him.
我的朋友在美国,如果他是知道贼来呢, 他那晚不会出街,
I think if my friend in the United States, if he knew the thief was going to come that night, he wouldn't have gone out and he would have done all the precautions, taken all the precautions to make his house secure.
是因为贼来到我们不知道,所以我们要随时随地有准备,有安排,有警醒.
Because we don't know when the thief is coming, we have to be prepared and ready at any time.
但我会看很多耶稣在马太福音讲的说话.
Today we're going to look at a lot of things that Jesus said in the book of Matthew.
马太福音24章36节.
And in Matthew chapter 24 verse 36,
耶稣说,但那日子那时神没有人知道,连天上的使者都不知道,子也不知道,唯独父知道.
But that day and that hour no man knows, even the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
所以我们知道是耶稣回来没人知道的,没人知道哪一天.
So we know that when Jesus comes back, nobody knows what day.
因为我们不知道哪一天,我们要准备.
And because we don't know what day, we need to be ready.
因为我相信耶稣一定会回来.
Because I believe that Jesus is coming back.
如果你经历过地震, 我们在美国加州住,美国加州经常有地震.
I'm from America, from California, and there's always earthquakes in California.
经常说,地震来,地震来,但你不知道何时真的来.
And they're always talking, oh, the earthquake's coming, but you never know when it's coming.
但当它真的发生的时候,其实你是没办法知道,忽然之间来,砰一声就来到.
But when it comes, you really don't know, you can't prepare for it, it just happens.
是吧? 车祸是这样,你有没有试过? 完全没想过,完全没预兆,忽然间,砰,撞一声。
It's like automobile accidents are like that. You don't have any premonition or any you know, pre-warning. All of a sudden, bam! You know, out of nowhere came this truck.
Yeah, 有没有经历过?
帖撒罗尼迦前书说,因为你们自己 明明晓得主的日子来到,好像夜间的贼一样,人正说平安稳妥的时候,如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样,他绝不能逃脱.
In 1 Thessalonians says, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night.
For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape.
平安稳妥的时候,是你想不到的时候.
It says, when it's time of peace and safety, and when you don't know it's coming, you don't think it's coming,
这个时候就会来到.
And that's when it comes.
夜间的贼平安稳妥的时候, 可能现在觉得都是差不多, 澳门很太平.
You know, talking about coming as a thief in the night when peace and safety, you know, Macau is very nice and safe and peaceful.
可能我们觉得耶稣不会今天回来,耶稣不会14年回来,听过了,又信主那么久,每次都说耶稣回来,都没来.
Maybe you think, hey, you know, he's not coming today, he's not coming in 2014, I've been a Christian all this time, they've been saying that for years, he's not coming.
是不是? 我们可能有这样的想法. 于是呢, 怎样? 照常吃喝玩乐,照常自己生活。 即是不要理那么多,费事,即是未到,杀到来先算啊.
So, you know, we just continue with our lives, you know, doing our things, eating, drinking, having fun, you know, and say, oh, I'll worry about that when it comes, you know, it's not here yet, let's not worry about it.
耶稣说,要准备.
Jesus said, you need to be prepared.
我哋唔知道几时发生，但耶稣话有啲预兆可以知道。
We don't know when it will come, but there are some signs of his coming.
如果你睇马太福音十六章第二节同埋三节
，If you look at Matthew chapter 16 verse 2 and 3, you can see what Jesus said.
耶稣回答说：晚上天发红，你们就说天必要清。
He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red."
早晨天发红，又发黑，你们说今日必有风雨。你们知道分别天上的气息，倒不能分别这时候的神迹。
And in the morning it will be foul weather, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the sky, the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times.
那在新译本就时候的神迹应该是叫时候的迹象或者标志。
So the signs of the times. What are the signs of the times?
耶稣第一次来到，他是闹犹太人、法利赛人，说我来了，应该看得到我所行的神迹、所做的事，你知道弥赛亚来了。
Jesus is kind of talking to the Pharisees, the Jews of his time, and he's saying, I came and I'm working miracles, I'm doing all these things, and you can't even discern the signs of the times?
同样耶稣第二次回来，有他来的时候的迹象的标志。
And the second time that Jesus comes, there are also going to be signs of his second coming.
那个预兆，那个迹象是什么？
So what are the signs of his coming?
你看马太福音24章第三节。
Look at Matthew 24 verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗来的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末日没了有什么预兆？
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no man deceives you.
由第四节一路到第十四节，耶稣要讲好多的事情要发生。
And from verse 4 to verse 14, Jesus says many things that are going to happen.
有打仗和打仗的声音，
There's wars and rumors of wars.
有饥荒，有地震，天灾人祸。
And there'll be famines, there'll be earthquakes and pestilence.
但是耶稣说末后未到。
But then Jesus said, the end is not come yet.
所以耶稣说在世界上一定会有好多这些事，但这些事会越来越多，越来越密，越来越严重。
But Jesus said, these things are going to happen, and they're going to be coming more and more frequent, they're going to be coming more and more severe.
但你跳到十四节，看到耶稣讲到一个很重要的预兆。
But down in verse 14, Jesus tells us a very important sign.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民作见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to the nations and to them, and then the end will come.
所以耶稣回来一个很重要的预兆，就是天国的福音传到普天下。
And so a great sign of the time, that the end of the times, is that the gospel is preached throughout the whole world.
福音今时今日有没有传到全天下呢？
Has the gospel been preached throughout the whole world today?
福音由中东开始，发到非洲、印度、欧洲，走过来南美洲、北美，跟住去到中国，翻去到中美洲。
And so the gospel started in the Middle East. It went to Africa, went to India, went to Europe. From Europe, it went to North America, to South America. From South America, North America, it went back to China, to Asia. And now from Asia, it's going back around to the Middle East.
从地域来看，福音已经普天下，已经传到所有角落。
From the geographical estimates, the gospel has gone all the way around the world.
And now in the world today, we say the unreached people groups, the biggest unreached people group is where?
就是福音的初熟之地.
It's the first fruits of the gospel.
在伊斯兰教国家, 原本就是福音最兴旺的地方, 福音的中心地.
And it's the places that are unreached today are the places where the gospel started and flourished and thrived for centuries in the early church.
就从地域来讲, 福音已经传到普天下.
And so from geological standards, we say the gospel has already gone around the world.
虽然是还有 1,800,000
There are 180 million people in the world today who do not have the Bible translated into their own language.
1,800,000
180 million people who don't have the Bible in their own language.
但是圣经翻译员他觉得是来到2025年就已经会有人开始翻译各种的言语
But all the Bible translators, they have the goal that by the year 2025 they will have translators working on every language that is not translated yet into the Bible.
但是那些是未有自己圣经翻译是自己言语的人他可以用附近的第二个言语是听到福音
But all those people who don't have the Bible in their own language today, they can still hear the gospel message in a language that they understand.
很简单是国内的少数民族，很多的国内少数民族有自己的民族的言语，但是他都会讲普通话。
As an example, all of the tribal people in China, there are still some tribes in China that do not have the Bible, but the tribal people in China today all speak 普通话。 So they can hear the gospel message in 普通话.
So 耶稣如果你讲严格来讲，是可以今时今日随时随地翻嚟.
And so from a literal point of view, Jesus could come at any moment because this is already fulfilled.
还有另一个嘅预兆，耶稣讲。
There's another very important sign that Jesus tells us.
喺马太福音系24章15节。
In Matthew chapter 24:15, Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand.
那是最猶太的，应当逃到山上。
Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个经文，耶稣讲过几样东西，是给我们提示。
As you look at these two verses, Jesus said a few things that give us some insight.
他讲到但以理所讲的预言。
He talked about the prophecy of Daniel.
他讲到圣地。
He said in the Holy Land.
他又讲到圣，犹太人。
And he said, those in Judea go to the mountains, flee to the mountains.
这个预言是讲关于犹太人.
And this prophecy is talking about the Jews.
那么我们知道耶稣死而复活之后, 以色列没多久之后就毁灭犹太人分散在世界各地.
And we know that after Jesus was died on the cross and resurrected, that not too long after that, in the year 70 AD, all the Jews were fled around the world.
是有差不多2000年犹太人没有自己的国家，没有以色列国。
And for almost 2,000 years, there was no country of Israel.
但1948年以色列复国。
But in the year 1948, Israel became a nation.
是我们今时今日，我们日日在新闻听到以色列。
And today we hear almost every day in the news, Israel.
在末世以色列要建立一个国家甚至要有一个圣殿但因为但以理的预言就是 Because what Daniel is talking about, the abomination of desolation, is the Antichrist going into the temple of the Jews and declaring himself to be God and offering a sacrifice.
以色列人现在没有圣殿, 但是他有国家。
Now the Jews don't have a temple yet, but they do have a country.
耶稣回来很接近。
So Jesus coming back is very close.
在大祭司那晚我们讲过很多13年和以色列有关系的圣经预言。
And on the New Year's Eve, I shared a lot of things that have happened in the year 2013 about Israel and that coincide with Bible prophecy.
继续看马太福音24章33节。
Look again at verse 33 of Matthew 24. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the door. When we see these things, we know it's close.
我们看到以色列复国，我们看到福音传到普天下，
we see Israel reborn, we see the gospel proclaimed around the world.
耶稣回来，是正在门口里。
Jesus is at the door, he's close.
我们要警醒，
we need to be prepared, we need to be watching.
看马太福音24章43、44。
Look what Jesus said in Matthew 24:43 and 44. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into.
所以你们要预备， 因为你们想不到的时候， 人子就来了。
Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
想不到的时候， 人子就来。
At an hour that you do not expect.
耶稣不回来听过啦， 等这么久都没来， 他不来。 你想不到的时候， 他就来了。
Oh, Jesus isn't coming, I've heard that many times, he's not coming. At an hour you do not expect, then Jesus will come.
我们需要时时刻刻有警惕有准备。
We need to be ready, we need to be prepared.
我们需要警醒， 需要装备。
We need to be watchful, we need to be equipped.
2014年， 你定下新年的计划。
Here in the new 2014, I'm planning all of my new plans for the year.
你有没有安排和神的时间配合呢？
Have you put plans in for making time for God?
你有没有安排预备和神是遵行神的教导？
Did you make plans to follow God's word?
你有没有安排是更加认识神的计划？
Did you make a plan to know God more?
有些人说，牧师，我不想这些信耶稣太多束缚，信耶稣不够自由，我喜欢自由自在，我不喜欢神坐住我。
And you say, oh, pastor, I don't like that. I don't like being bound up and hindered by God in my life. I like to be free. I don't want God to hold me back.
我怕我靠神给我计划，神就不喜欢我的计划，就不让我做我喜欢做的事。
I don't want to ask God to lead me in my plans, because I'm afraid if God doesn't like my plan, he's going to make me do his plan, and I don't want his plan.
我认为我不敢求神带领我，神带领我派我去非洲做宣教士。
Because I don't want to ask God to lead my life. If I do, God's going to send me to Africa as a missionary.
是吗？ 我们要警醒， 我们喜欢照旧吃喝玩乐应酬打麻将，不要耶稣搞这么多事。
We just like living our life the old way, you know, living free and fancy and drinking and having fun and playing mahjong and having our fun, you know.
圣经说你要警醒， The Bible says you need to be watchful. You need to be prepared. Prepared.
If you knew 100% that Jesus was coming back today, what would you do?
你絕對沒有疑問,知道耶穌今天一定回來。
Without any shadow of a doubt, you knew Jesus was coming back today. What would you do?
去打麻雀,去飲茶?
Would you go play mahjong, go to have afternoon tea?
我不認同這個電影,我不覺得它的立場不對,不過呢,它有一個提示給我們。
I don't agree with this movie, it's not according to the Bible, but there is an element of truth in it.
有沒有看過2012?
Any of you see the movie 2012?
跟聖經無關的,你不要搞亂了。
It has nothing to do with the Bible, don't get confused.
但是有一個主角呢, 他知道他肯定世界末日的,
but the star of the movie, when he was certain that it was the end of the day, end of the world today, he dropped everything that he was doing in his life and he did his best to save his whole family, right?
如果你知道今天是最後一天,
因為耶穌回來,你的生命會有什麼不同?
If you knew that Jesus was coming back today, or that he was coming back this year, what would be different in your life?
耶穌叫我們警醒,準備.
Jesus tells us to be watchful, to be prepared.
那彼得後書3章10節, in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, 彼得說,但主的日子如像賊來到一樣,那日天必有 響聲廢去,有形質的都要被烈火燒化,地和其上的物都要燒盡了。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt in fervent of heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
請留意,這個世界要燒化融化。
Please notice, this world is going to burn up. It's going to melt.
朋友, 我们的物质会消失。
Friends, all of our possessions are going to be gone.
我美国的朋友,他家里爆炸的时候, 他说,只是一些东西。
When my friend in the United States got robbed, he said, it's just stuff.
他是有钱的,他不是穷人的。
He's got some money, he's not a poor guy.
他是有做生意,有店頭。
He has a business, they have a shop.
他太太有很多珠寶。
And his wife has lots of jewels, I know.
這些東西,這些東西,不用擔心,沒人受傷就可以了。
It's only stuff. Don't worry about it. Nobody got hurt.
我相信難過,我相信是那一刻難受, 但是我們對我們的物質有什麼看法,有什麼價值觀?
I know it's hard, it's difficult, but what attitude do you have towards your stuff?
彼得叫我們去提醒我們,這些東西就會燒盡,你太緊要它,你太執著它,有一天消失你會怎樣?
Peter is telling us, this is just stuff, it's going to go away, it's going to disappear. And if you put too much emphasis on it, what is going to happen?
可能14年你有好期望,有新屋,有新車, 可能聖誕節有個新的電話, 或者有什麼珠寶,有什麼投資,
maybe in the new year you're hoping to get a new house, maybe a new car, maybe for Christmas you got a new phone, or maybe you got some nice jewelry. Or some investments.
只不過是東西來的。It's
only stuff.
我們對這些是有限的,它有限的,它會消失,會過去,不可以長久。
All this is limited, it cannot last for eternity.
如果你將你的生命建立在這些物質上,
내게 생명을 허락망.
And if you're putting your hopes and your life in these things, you're going to be very disappointed.
맞잖 허일랭겐 문쪽.
Possessions will never make you satisfied.
맞잖 물처럼가오.
Possessions will not last.
예수의 마태복음 6장 19절에 강.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 19, "But you white zige tick chok choi bo joy day song. Day song the chong zi ngao nang sao wai ya yao cha gua long gua
gua wan me long tao gua long loi tao.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where the moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal."
你今日你嘅財寶喺邊度？
Where is your treasure today?
十一月菲律賓嘅颱風嘅一月過菲律賓剷平咗好多城市好多村落。
In November when the typhoon went through the Philippines, it crossed through Cebu and it wiped out villages.
剷為平地
Just wiped them out.
日本地震海嘯又是到今时今日仲未起得翻啲嘢。
And how about in Japan with the earthquake and then the tsunami? And they're still wiped out even today in Japan.
我记得2008年喺四川大地震嘅时候，有同一个人倾偈。
I remember in 2008 when I went to Sichuan in the Sichuan earthquake and talking to one girl.
佢话我哋听过，我哋系忽然之间嚟嘅。殺埋嚟，人哋話地震嘅地下個大廈開始喐嘅，咁我哋跑落去大堂，我唔想出去，想揾人，人哋擁我出門口，一出門口一秒之後，大廈冧咗。
This one lady in Sichuan that I was talking to, she said, the earthquake came so fast, somebody said something like earthquake and told us all to get out of the building. We ran out to the main lobby, and as I'm standing in lobby, I didn't want to get out of the building, and so I was just pushed out the front door, and the minute I was out the front door, the second after I left the door, the building collapsed.
佢跟住坐喺個石博嗰度成半日，呆咗，發生咩事？
And then she sat on the curb by the side of the road for half a day, just in a daze, what happened?
当佢嚟到嘅时候，易咁快。
When it just comes so fast.
记唔记得早几年雷曼兄弟？
Do you remember the Lehman Brothers crisis a couple years ago?
好多人嘅投资，一生嘅储蓄，易咁快冇咗。
So many people's investments, their savings, in just a moment, in a flash of a twinkle of an eye, is gone.
弟兄姊妹，呢啲物质只不过系嘢嚟嘅，会消失。
All of our possessions, it's just stuff. It's going to disappear.
如果我哋将我哋嘅价值观放喺呢啲嘢上高，我哋放错我哋嘅价值观。
And if we're putting our heart, our value in these things, we're putting our heart in the wrong place.
你会失望 ，You'll be disappointed.
Now, 我们需要衣食住行 We need to have our livelihood. We need clothes, we need food, we need a place to live.
我们需要家庭有需要的
Our families have our needs.
我们可能需要做生意赚钱
Maybe we need a job, we need a business, we need to make money.
但是你的态度对你所赚的钱这个才是重要
But it's your attitude towards the money that you make. That's what's important.
What do you see with some of the title?
We need to be careful for our attitude. Because all of this one day will just disappear. Look at Matthew chapter 6 verse 20.
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼刮龙来刮咩来龙汤啊！
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal.
因为人嘅财你的财宝在哪里？你的心也在哪里？
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
그래서 구라인거를 유치원거를 그 삼성의 팀성에시.
Jesus is telling us to put our heart on heavenly things. 대성에시의 둔잠게 earthly things are temporary. 팀성에시의 처음가오 heavenly things are eternal.
내가 매게 삼하의 빈도.
Where is your heart today?
하이 호용기 탈덕도 예고행게 삼하의 빈도.
You know, it's easy to see where somebody's heart is.
탈덕의 파디 시간 좀 맞예. 파절도의 시간 좀 거용예. 삼하거든.
And you look at what they're spending their time doing, and what you're spending your time doing, that's where your heart is.
예수 기원의 정원에게 삼파의 틴성 하이 상예시.
Jesus is telling us to put our heart on heavenly things.
하이 예세닝 예세요. 내 야모 정원 삼 지우팀 파의 예수도.
So in 2014, have you put your heart on God, on heavenly things?
最靠爱, 最靠认识神更多, 最靠圣洁, 最靠生命成长.
Are you chasing after love, true love from God? Are you chasing after holiness? Are you chasing after knowing God more? Are you chasing after being mature in Christ and growing in Christ?
在哥罗西书三章第一节和第二节.
Look at Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当靠在上面的事。哪里有基督坐在神的右边？
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth.
所以耶稣叫我们是思念上面的事，是一四年，我们要将我们的心放在天上的事。
So in 2014, we need to put our heart thinking about the things of the earth.
Of God, of heaven.
地上的事是什么?
What are the earthly things?
钱、物质、地位、身份、屋、车等等。 Things of the earth are money, possessions, position, status, a home, a car.
但是这些全部都是短暂，不会令人快乐。
All these things are temporary and will not make you happy.
每次买个新电话，用几个月已经想换一个，系咪？
Every time you buy a new telephone, you want use it for a couple months. You want a new one, right?
有人喺我哋当中半年内边换咗成十次个电话。
There's somebody here with us today in this last 6 months has bought maybe 10 new phones.
无论几靓几大，唔会令你满足啊。
No matter how big, how nice, it will not make you happy.
买个新屋，开心啦。
You get a new house, happy.
住几耐，开始想换啊。
How long after you've moved in do you want to start moving out?
一年，两年，三年。
One year, 2 years, 3 years?
住一阵间的时候呢，就已经开始有更大的目标。
After you've been established in the house for a short time, you want to get something bigger.
我不知道你有没有留意，在明珠台有个电视节目。
I don't know if you've noticed on Pearl, there's a TV show that's been showing.
叫美国最古怪的屋。
It's Strange Homes or something like that.
咁佢有啲屋咧就好靓，但系大部分俾你睇啲屋就真系好古怪。
Some of the houses they show you are very nice, but most of them are very strange.
点解古怪？因为啲人系买啲乜嘢装满晒好多物质嘅，每一个角落，每一个嘅由天由地到下到上嘅，全部都装满晒，冇位企嘅。
Most of them are strange because they're just cluttered with stuff. From the top to bottom, just completely, every nick and cranny just covered with stuff.
我刚刚看到一个节目，即是那个人，外面的屋就都很平凡。
Just this recent one, there's a house on the outside, it was just normal.
但入到里面呢, 佢收藏舊電視機,
but inside he had old used televisions.
佢係全部開著個，全部有即係千千萬萬個舊電視機嘅，全部喺度個廳又擠滿曬，每個樓梯每個地方每個角落都係電視機.
And he's got them all turned on, and there's just covered from top to bottom, every place, just old televisions.
個主持人問佢：當你間屋唔夠裝嘅時候，你會點？佢話已經遇到呢個問題，我後邊已經起咗個後冷一個嘅雜物房再擠電視。
And so the guy asked him, what's going to happen when your house is not big enough to put all your used televisions?
He said, it's already happened. I've got a place in the backyard. I've got a shed. I'm starting to put a lot of them back there.
跟住佢問個太太：太太，你中唔中意喺度住啊？ And he asked the wife, do you like living here?
她說,我不喜歡在這裡住,我已經是對面有另一間屋,我沒辦法在這裡住。And
the wife said, I can't live there, I've got a house across the street.
她為了那些物質,為了她要裝備的東西,積埋,她都要太太搬出去。Because
of all his stuff that he's just accumulating, his wife had to move out.
我看這些節目,我心裡會問, 幾多先夠?
I see all this and I say, how much is enough?
幾多先會令到你滿足?
How much will make you satisfied?
係唔會嘅，冇辦法滿足嘅。
It will never make you satisfied.
只有耶穌可以令你滿足。
Only Jesus can give you satisfaction.
耶穌俾你平安、喜樂、滿足係長久。
The satisfaction Jesus gives you, the joy, the peace, the love, it's eternal.
我们看彼得后书3章11节, go to 2 Peter 3, verse 11. 这一切既然都要如此消化,你们为人该当怎样圣洁,怎样敬虔?
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? In holy conduct and godliness.
耶稣要回来,这些全部消化,你应该怎样?
Jesus is coming back, it's all going to burn. What should you do?
追求圣洁.
Seek after holiness.
追求圣洁.
Seek after holiness.
神是圣洁,要我们圣洁.
God is holy, he wants us to be holy.
在神里面毫无黑暗,
there is no darkness or evil in God.
神是想我们追求圣洁, 在新的一年, 求主帮我克服我私欲。
In the new year, ask God to help you overcome your flesh.
我们的私欲, 我们的罪性,
our flesh, our sinful nature.
我们需要求主给力量我们去胜过魔鬼的试探.
We need to ask God to give us strength that we can overcome the temptations of Satan.
自己知道自己在哪方面软弱.
All of you know what area you're weak in.
在新的一年, 追求圣洁, 求主帮你克服你的软弱.
In the new year, seek after holiness. Ask God to strengthen you to help you overcome your weakness.
克服你的罪性,
to overcome your sinful nature.
我们要立志向罪恶死.
We need to make a commitment to die to the flesh.
不要容许罪在我里面.
Don't allow sin to be in my body.
即是说我不再看色情网页.
That means I make a commitment, I'm not going to look at pornographic things on the internet anymore.
我要立志我不再去赌钱.
I'm going to make a commitment, I'm not going to go gambling anymore.
我要立志我要停止婚前性行为.
I'm going to make a commitment, I'm going to stop sex before marriage.
我要立志求神改变我骄傲.
I'm going to make a commitment, ask God to change my pride, to break my pride.
求主改变我自私的心态.
Ask God to change my selfish attitude.
那个追求圣洁.
That is seeking after holiness.
마차차 위시우삽게. All of your possessions will pass away. 但你系同神之间嘅关系会长久, but your relationship with God will last forever. 我要靠神宽恕. We need to ask God to forgive us. 你睇十二节彼得后书三章十二节, look at verse 12 of 2 Peter chapter 3. 切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就烧化了。 有形质的都要被烈火融化. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. 你说切切仰望吗? Here it says, looking for and hastening the what? 耶神的日子. The coming day of God. 我们要切切仰望耶稣回来的日子. We need to be looking for Jesus coming back. 你有没有那个盼望啊? 你有没有仰望耶稣回来? Are you looking for Jesus to come back? Is that your heart today? 仰望耶稣回来是帮助我们克服罪性. You know, looking for Jesus to come back can help us overcome our sinful nature. 因为如果我一日仰望耶稣今日回来呢，我唔会今日呢就犯咁多罪. Because if every day I'm looking for Jesus to come back today, it's going to keep me from sinning. 因为我唔想耶稣见到我今日犯紧罪嘅时候，佢翻嚟见到我犯紧罪，我好尴尬，系咪先？ Because I don't want Jesus to come back and see me when I'm in the middle of a sin, right? Because that would be embarrassing, right? 所以我哋日日仰望耶稣翻嚟，就可以帮到我哋系更加积极圣洁。 And as we look for Jesus to come back, that can encourage us, help us to be more holy in our lifestyle. 其实仰望耶稣回来都是仰望神啊。 Actually, looking for Jesus to come back, what it means is that you're looking to God, right? 你咪日日都仰望神? Are you looking to God every day in your life? 我仰望神的带领, 仰望神的同在, 仰望神的参与, 仰望神的 祝福? Are you looking for God to lead you? Are you looking to God to be involved with your life? Are you looking for God's blessing? 你咪一早起身话，神啊，我仰望你今日带领我，保护我。 Do you wake up in the morning and say, Lord God, I'm looking to you to lead me today and to watch over me? 14年有呢个嘅心。 对吧，我仰望几时出个新 iPhone 6啊， instead of saying, oh, when are they going to get a new iPhone 6 coming out? You know, I'm waiting for that. 几时又出个电影，我等住睇。 Or when is this new movie? I'm just waiting to see. 或者等住个新版嘅电脑啊，tablet 就嚟坏。 Or I'm looking for a new tablet because mine is almost done. 但你仰望耶稣喺你当中。 Are you looking for Jesus in your life? 你仰望耶稣唔会令你失望. If you're looking to Jesus, He's not going to leave you disappointed. 你仰望耶稣，佢就会祝福你，会俾你恩典. And if you're looking to Jesus, He will bless you and give you grace. 希伯来书十二章第二节系有一个好好嘅提醒. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 gives us a great word on this. 仰望 为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. 你今天是否仰望耶稣呢? Are you looking to Jesus this morning in your life? 是否仰望耶稣带领你的工作，带领你的家庭? Are you looking for Jesus to lead your business, to lead your job, to lead your family? 今天我女儿在团契分享，我都预咗今日就讲呢样嘢，即系咁巧我哋同心啊。 Yesterday my daughter in the youth fellowship shared this, and I just have this in my notes to share this morning, and God's kind of gives us the same heart. 有个手绳写着 WWJD， 是吗？ There is a hand bracelet that says WWJD. Yeah. Says the same in English and Chinese, doesn't it? 耶稣会做啲乜嘢？ What would Jesus do? 耶稣会做啲乜嘢？ What would Jesus do? 即系人哋带住呢个手绳嚟提醒自己，我喺呢个情况，如果耶稣喺度，耶稣会做啲乜嘢？ And as they hold this bracelet and they look at it and they say, in this situation, if Jesus was here, what would Jesus do? 我系做生意，老细要我抬大交易啊！即系只眼开只眼闭，耶稣会做啲乜嘢？ I'm doing a business and my boss tells me to do under the table stuff, you know, close one eye, open one. What would Jesus do? 我个老细叫我带啲客人去到个夜总会啊，揾小姐又陪酒嘅。耶稣会做啲乜嘢？ My boss told me to take the client off to the nightclub and get some girls and some drinks. What would Jesus do? 我老细话：喂，年尾一齐开台啊，要打麻雀啊，你唔嚟唔请你噶。My boss says, "Hey, it's the end of the year. Let's go and have some mahjong and have some fun. You don't come, I'm not going to hire you next year." What would Jesus do? 耶稣会做啲乜嘢？好多嘅情况，我哋去到嗰个环境，耶稣会做啲乜嘢？ And when we get into that situation and we look and we ask, what would Jesus do? 在这个一四年的时候，你会问自己，耶稣就来回来，一切要消失的，在我这个环境当中，耶稣要我做什么？ And as we look at the new year and we know Jesus is coming back and one day all of this is going to burn, but in this situation I'm in right now, what would Jesus do? Let's look at the last verse in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13. 但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。 Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells. 你今天是不是仰望神的应许？盼望神的应许。 Are you looking for, are you hoping for the promise of God in your life today? 这个新天新地，我们知道这个地消失，但有新天新地给我。 We know that this world is going to pass away, but God has a new heaven and earth coming. 但我们有没有盼望？但我们只是盼望地上的东西。 Are we hoping and looking for that, or are we just looking for the things of this earth?罗德的太太呢就有一个提醒。Lot's wife is a great warning to us. 罗德是所多玛，神叫他出来走的，不要翻转头望的。And Lot was in Sodom and God took him out and said, don't look back. 但他太太呢就心里面在所多玛。But his wife's heart was still in Sodom. 于是他就是望翻转头变成盐柱。And so she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt.因为他的心还在那里，还在想着地上的事，不是仰望天上的事。 Because she was looking for the things of this earth, she wasn't looking for the things of God. 今天你的心在哪里？你的财宝在哪里？ Today, where's your heart? Where your heart is, there your treasure is. 如果你的心在地上，物质会令你失望，会令你满足。If your heart is on the earthly things, possessions, they will not make you satisfied. They will not make you happy. 如果你的心是说，我今年要做神喜欢我做的事，我心是为了主耶稣。But if your heart is saying, I want to do what God wants me to do this year, I want my heart to be for Him. 那你仰望着神。请问你有没有调整你的优先次序？Have you adjusted your priorities for this year? 优先次序，你觉得最重要是摆第一、第二、第三、第四。What is most important you put in the top position, in the second position, in the third position? Where are your priorities? 在你的生命里面的第一个优先，你给了谁？工作、太太、老公、家人、身份。What have you put in your top priority for this year? Is it your job? Your position? Your wife? Your husband? Your prestige? Or did you put money as your top priority? Have you put Jesus at your top priority, knowing Him more? Maybe you put as a priority that this year I want to know Jesus more. This year I want to love Jesus more. This year I want to follow Him closer.
当我们看到彼得前书，我们见到彼得给我们好多的提醒。
And as we look at this passage in 2 Peter, Peter has given us so many words of advice.
物质会过去，只有神是永恒。
This earth will pass away one day, only God is eternal.
但当我们将我们的心放在天上，
But as we put our heart up on the heavenly things, God will give us satisfaction. Let's pray.
We will see you. 重新调整我们的人生，将我们2014年的时候，我们求主给我们定好计划，是有你参与我们的人生，有你做我们人生的目标，无论我们做什么都好，愿意我们是仰望主耶稣为至宝。
今日我哋要麦饼，当佢继续。